Watch Trump debunking his own logic.
Our capital city has been overtaken by violent gangs and bloodthirsty criminals, roving mobs of wild youth, drugged out maniacs and homeless people. And we're not going to let it happen anymore. We're not going to take it.
I know Eddie's very talented. Crime is down in Washington, D.C. Street crime, violent crime by 25%. And people have seen, they've noticed a big difference.
And the murder rates are plummeting. We are now able to report that the murder rate is on track to be the lowest in U.S. history, in modern recorded U.S. history, thanks to this team behind me and President Trump's priorities.
Which is it? They're asking you to believe that crime is at its lowest because they're doing such a great job, but that also crime is so high they have to consolidate more power. All right, check this out. We just got our hands on the leaked Department of Homeland Security memo that ordered the National Guard to enter D.C. at the request of Donald Trump. Now, this memo reveals a lot more about their long-term intentions to normalize the use of the National Guard to quell protests. It's really the same pattern that we saw in L.A. just a month or two back when Donald Trump mobilized the National Guard into L.A., you know, against the explicit objection of Governor Newsom to squash protests that did not need squashing. It's a disproportionate use of force, and the admin knows that. They are trying to stir things up and use disproportionate force. It's like if you slap someone and they pull out a gun and shoot you, that is disproportionate force. In the same way that when small protests pop up with a few hundred people who aren't doing anything violent, and Donald Trump uses that as a pretext to mobilize the National Guard, it is a disproportionate use of force. I want to show you more videos of these protests, but let's just start here. After Donald Trump announced that, you know, he's going to mobilize the National Guard to stop violent crime, someone asked Grok, who is the most notorious criminal in Washington, D.C.? And in a rare moment of clarity, Grok says, yes, violent crime in D.C. has declined 26% year-to-date in 2025, hitting a 30-year low per MPD and DOJ data. As for the most notorious criminal there, based on convictions and notoriety, it's President Donald Trump, convicted on 34 felonies in New York, with the verdict upheld in January of 2025. If you want to dig deeper into the stats, violent crime in Washington is down 26% from last year. Homicides are down 12%. Robberies down 30%. And of course, crime is still bad, but you need to deal with it proportionately, not in such a disproportionate manner that you are mobilizing the effing National Guard to consolidate power. Here's the messaging. If Donald Trump actually cared about crime, he wouldn't start with D.C. He would start with red states. For decades, Republican-led states have had significantly higher murder rates than Democratic-led states, 23% higher murder rates, and in some years, nearly 44% higher on average. So if we dig into it, 8 of the top 10 states for homicide are solidly Republican, even when you remove their major cities from the equation. So if Trump wanted to remove crime, you know, he would go for Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, and Missouri. They would be under federal occupation before D.C. ever was, but that's not what his true intention is. I want to show you all this clip of Mehdi Hasan, who's a very impressive debater. You guys are going to want to see this. He went on to News Nation to confront the right-wing news host head-on and say, dude, there is one main criminal in Washington, and there is a huge double standard for what this administration considers crime. And then it immediately blows up. Mehdi Hasan basically gets kicked off the panel, so I think it's worth boosting the message. I'll jump in after, but make sure you drop a like. Double-check to make sure you're subscribed to the Adam Mockler feed below. It means the world to me, and if you're listening on Spotify, Apple Music, or iTunes, please rate it 5 stars and leave a review. I love you all. Literally the best. I love you all. Let's check this video out.
You think it's because Trump cares about crime in D.C.? Really? Because I remember Donald Trump on January the 6th, 2021,
look,
not giving
Mehdi,
a crap Mehdi,
oh,
about
come
crime
on.
In
Mehdi,
D.C.
Now
sorry,
Lennon, January 6th.
Sorry,
okay,
Lennon,
Mehdi, no,
sorry,
Mehdi,
Lennon,
no, Mehdi, come on,
police
come on,
officers.
Come on.
Let me
Mehdi,
finish my point.
Mehdi,
this is
Mehdi,
a short segment.
Oh, you gave, I know you've said that. 150 police officers got hurt.
Let me speak. Hold on. You gave Bill O'Reilly a lot of time. Let me give an answer. I'm here for much shorter time. Let me speak. on January 6, 2021, you may want to move on for it. We all watched police officers in D.C. being attacked by a Trump-supporting mob, 150 injured, 600 people convicted.
Betty, you're going to sit here. We know the statistics of January 6th. Betty, you're going to sit here. Betty, you're going to sit here. Betty, you're going to sit here and say if Trump cures cancer, then January 6th was terrible. Okay, the fact of the matter is you can't do you can't have an argument. You can't have an argument about what's happening on the streets of D.C. without going back to January 6th.
Because it's about
you won't talk about actually the crime.
Donald Trump, Leland. But Leland's
no, it's not. It's about how to have people be safe.
Okay, I'm pausing it right here. The host is not really letting Mehdi speak, but he says sarcastically, the host, he says, you can't even talk about crime on the streets of D.C. without going back to January 6th. But yeah, we're trying to point out the inconsistency of your logic. Trump is hyping up imaginary crime emerging on D.C. streets, let alone... Meanwhile, the real lawlessness is coming in a top-down way from his own administration. People in the DOJ are January 6ers, obstructionists, fraudsters, bribe takers, people who have been pardoned and who are now back in the government, actual criminals. And yes, if there is crime on the streets of D.C., which I'm sure there is, there's crime in every city, then let's take care of it. But you have to look at the overall trends, the statistics. Crime in D.C. is going down year over year. Let's continue to play this.
I said to you, Donald Trump doesn't care
about
crime in D.C.
Then let's talk about
it. You said, yes, he does. And I said, I'm going to give you evidence to prove he doesn't. If he cared about crime in D.C., why did he pardon 600 people who assaulted police officers? You can't come and make this emotional claim to me.
Oh, come on, Mehdi. You can't. You're talking about completely different things.
You don't actually care about crime, then.
You cannot talk about this. There's completely different things going on.
Why?
What do you mean? Either I care about crime or I don't.
Where was the National Guard? Where was the National Guard on January 6th?
Oh, come on! You can't do
no.
No, this is silly. This is absolutely silly, Mehdi. You can't do this.
Why?
No, because it has nothing to do with what's happening or what the arguments are right now. Okay, and you can't. No, it has nothing to do with it.
Crime matters in D.C. The victims of crime matter in D.C. What about the cops in D.C.?
And I'm the only person who died on January 6th was a Trump supporter. And you can't talk about what's happening on the streets right now.
Let me know when you want me to speak.
No, you can't talk about any. You cannot talk about this without talking about January 6th or anything else. You won't have an argument on the merits.
Listen, Mehdi Hasan is right, and that host was squirming to try to pivot the conversation and not talk about the crime Donald Trump spurred on January 6th. He says, none of you can talk about the merits, but we can. We can all talk about the merits. They just don't listen. They shut their ears and close their eyes when we say that violent crime is down year over year, that if there is crime, use... How about the police force there, not by federalizing them, but by giving them resources to do what they need, but there's no crime wave. It's made up. It's a political stunt. Property crime is down. Carjackings are down. Overall crime has stabilized and is getting lower and lower and lower. So I want to say one more time, if Trump cared about fighting crime, or if Trump cared about making people safer, he wouldn't start with D.C. He'd start with red states. 8 of the top 10 states for homicide are solidly Republican. This admin has covered up the crimes of sexual abuse of children over and over, whether it's the form of Matt Gaetz. Remember Mike Johnson, Speaker of the House Mike Johnson, covered up the Matt Gaetz stuff, and Matt Gaetz resigned so that the info wouldn't come out. Then Trump gets into office, and we see this on an even bigger scale in the form of Jeffrey Epstein, and I'll leave it there. If you appreciate these videos we make sure you subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed. I'll see you all in the next one.